morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Liza. How are you?
Good, good. I guess it's that time of year when in this business, there's a tendency to look back at the big stories of the year. And of course, one of them has to do with healthcare.
Yeah, it's a useful time as well. It's no secret that the Hawaii Health Connector had a rough start last year, and it has faced a crisis of consumer confidence as a result, a reflection of what happened nationally. It's Jeff Kissel's task as the Connector's executive director to help rebuild that confidence. And with a couple of months to go on its open enrollment period, he's spreading the word that affordable health care is now within everyone's reach. He's here with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Sure. How does one rebuild confidence?
One person at a time, one phone call at a time, one contact at a time. What we did was we changed the way the business operated. And we put our people ahead of the technology, using our computer systems to support our people rather than requiring our customers to get through the computer to get to our people.
When you go online and you hit one of the many brick walls you can hit going online and you don't have a person to talk to, it's adds to the frustration, don't you think?
It certainly does. And that's why our phone number is displayed prominently. And we also have over 1,000 volunteers in the various communities doing outreach. You know, healthcare is not easy. It isn't easy as a consumer when you go to the doctor. It isn't easy when you deal with your insurance company. And we need to make the process at least as easy as it can be, decomplicated, as it were.
How do you pitch it? You know, if we're riding up in the elevator to the 10th floor and I say, I don't know anything about this, what would you tell me?
We have people who not only can help you speak English, but we have people who speak over 30 languages and understand different cultures, because Hawaii, with its multicultural background, needs that kind of assistance. The healthcare enrollment process for a person new to it is very daunting, more so than buying something from Amazon or booking your airplane ticket on a website. And that's why we have people to help them. I actually help people all the time. I talk to them as often as I can so that we can engage them in the process and help them understand the consequences of their decisions. These are life-changing decisions, getting health insurance and deciding whether you're going to go in one program or another.
Well, what is the process, Jeff? Finding a provider, figuring out what it costs, what you can afford, that kind of thing?
You can come to us in person, you can call us, or you can use the website. It's a lot more functional than it ever has been. And you can look at all of the options that are available in the Hawaii marketplace today. And there are many, many options. You can have if you're eligible, you can have a plan that is subsidized by the federal government through a tax subsidy. You may even qualify for the expanded Medicaid. We've helped over 50,000 people get into the expanded Medicaid program here since Hawaii became a part of the state-based exchange programs.
What is the eligibility for that particular program?
That depends on your income level and your family circumstances. Mm-hmm. And we have people who can actually coach you through it. But anybody can and should check. Especially, for an example, if you've recently lost your job and you're struggling with COBRA payments, we very often can find a way for you to reduce your overall cost, perhaps get a subsidy, or perhaps qualify for Medicaid.
Is that something that happens? I know that it can be a shock when you suddenly find yourself out of work, having to pay $300-$400 a month to keep what you already had and took for granted. Right?
Well, it could be up to $1,000 a month, depending on the program,
yeah.
Because a lot of employers have very robust programs.
Uh-huh.
When you lose your job, you may decide you don't need that robust a program, or you may qualify for a federal subsidy for what you do.
That being based on age and our income and family, how many family members, that kind of thing.
It's income and family circumstances, and very often people on COBRA don't realize that they can get coverage for their whole family, oftentimes for less than the individual payment. But more importantly, it's important to take care of yourself. We have one of the finest healthcare systems in the nation, and the Connector, as a part of the medical infrastructure here now, can enable people to get access to that. And it's really important to think about yourself, think about wellness, preventive medicine, screening. That's all available through the services that you can purchase through the connector, including dental insurance, vision insurance, not just health insurance.
Jeff, do you think it's fair to say that there are a lot of people out there in Hawaii today who could be getting a far better deal than they are?
I think there are a lot of people who are getting no deal, and they're just becoming aware of the fact that we're here and we are more user-friendly and we can be helpful. I'm really sorry that we got off to a sort of a rough start, but this is an enormously complex business that we're trying to sort of bootstrap from the ground up. And we're doing our best now to expand our reach and get to the people who really need us, because healthcare is the rest of your life. It's not just today, it's not just tomorrow. And your families are dependent on you to stay healthy, and future generations are dependent upon all of us to remain healthy and be productive in Hawaii and build a good society for us all to live in.
Just to circle back, Jeff, to you said, when I asked if there are people who could get a better deal, and you said there are people who have no deal. Are those people who have absolutely no insurance, no access right now at all?
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people among us who, for an example, are part-time workers. They don't qualify for employer-paid health care or employer-subsidized health care. There are people who work two part-time jobs to support their families, and they're thinking that they have to pay a lot of money for health insurance. Now they don't. Now they usually qualify either for Medicaid or for subsidies on the connector. And it's really important to check with us so that we can help you and see if you do qualify, and we can get you access to health care at an affordable price.
What was the deadline, Jeff, that ends tomorrow night at December 31st?
If you want your insurance to be effective January 1st, you have to sign up with us by December 31st. We put on extra people because we originally had a deadline of December 15th, but we had a lot of extra demand. So we added extra staff so we could accommodate people right up through the end of the year. And their coverage will be effective January 1st. Open enrollment by federal law ends February 15th for 2015.
But that means that if you get on the horn now to a phone number, an actual person can walk you through this?
Absolutely. You can call us. You can go on our website, HawaiiHealthConnector.com. You can go to one of our outreach programs. We're all over the city, and we're in every island. So we're there to help.
Well, I hope this last couple of days does some people some good.
Well, I thank you for doing this good for our city and our communities with Hawaii Public Radio. You've done a wonderful job for us. That's for decades.
Good to talk to you, Jeff.
Thanks.
Jeff Kissel is the executive director of the Hawaii Health Connector, whose open enrollment period ends February 15th. You can still sign up starting January 1st if you do it by tomorrow night. There's a phone number and our website for that. You can find out more about it at hpr2.org.